everyone. How are you? Good morning. Good morning. Do I have a microphone on? Am I good? Can you guys hear me? Okay, good. Well, thank you, everyone. We're so glad to be here today. We're always happy to come back home to the Foothill Center for Spiritual Living. Man, Jess, thank you for being back there in the sound booth. And Susan, that was just a gorgeous prayer. And Suzanne, thank you for the warm welcome. And everybody else who came out, and all of those on our Facebook Live. So, wonderful way. So now I would like you to consider yourselves in what I like to say, the God bubble. We are now in the place where Spirit shows up especially just for you. All of the things that took you to get here today, anything that you're gonna have for dinner, any of the little tiffs we may have had along the way, let's just let them go. Because right now I have you for 20, 25 minutes, I don't know, somewhere in there. Your time for God. So just be present with that. So today I'm going to be using some guidance from Rumi that's going to help demonstrate your light. The title today was Freedom from Discord, the Radiant Being That You Are. And we had to fit freedom in there somewhere. And don't we all want to be free from some of the things that are just, they seem to be plaguing us right now? Through all of the seriousness, I would like to maybe bump it up a little bit. Keep the vibe high. Bring it up. For a few months, things have been so uncertain. And it seems like every day, some new layer is being added on. I finally just turned off the television. I'm kind of done with it. I know where my truth is. I know where the work needs to be done. And I stay in my light. But you know, when things come up in our lives, when things come up in the world, whatever they are, if they're hurtful or sad or whatever they are, they come up because they need to be healed. Anything that comes up that's uncomfortable needs healing. And that's what we are in the process of doing right now. When we look at these things, are we looking at the weeds, or are we looking at the wishes? Are we looking at the weeds, or are we looking at the wishes? Are we looking at the possibilities of what could be? You know, we are in a gigantic pause right now. The universe has grounded all of us to our room to think about what we have done. Is that not true? So here we are in this pause. We aren't going to come back out of it the same way we went in. Oh, thank goodness. I don't think the world could have been wound any tighter than it was until it finally just quit. So are we looking at the weeds, or are we looking at the possibilities? You know, my mother would look out at the lawn and she would see dandelions out on the lawn. And the dandelions to her were weeds, and they were going to ruin the lawn. I looked out on it, and I saw wishes. So speaking of those very dandelions, when I was, I don't know, 4 or 5 years old, I was in kindergarten. Mom brought me home. I was in the AM class, I remember that. And I ran out in the backyard to play. And what was out there? But nothing but one beautiful dandelion. Big, fluffy head on that. And I was told that if you closed your eyes and you made a wish and you blew, and if you opened your eyes and all of the fluffy stuff was gone, you would get your wish. Did anybody else hear that when they were a child? Yeah, right? So I was 5 and I knew that's what would happen. Does anybody remember the monkeys? Hey, hey, with the monkeys? Oh. Davy Jones, right, girls? Davy Jones, yeah. Oh, I loved them. They had a TV program I would sit and watch with my little brother. I fell in love with them, and Nesbitt and Torque and Dolans. Yes, yes. So I loved them. And I saw that dandelion, and I had me an idea. And I picked it up, and I held it in my hand. And I closed my eyes, and I made my wish. I wish the monkeys would come to my house. And I inhaled and I blew. And when I opened my eyes, there wasn't one little fluffy thing left on that dandelion. Do you know what that meant? I was going to get my wish. Oh my gosh, the monkeys were coming to my house. Oh, I was so excited. I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that the monkeys were coming to my house to see me. So I don't know, a few days later, my mom brought me home from school. And what do you suppose was sitting on the kitchen table? No, John, it wasn't a monkey. First time I told this story, he thought it was a monkey. No, so I walked in, and it was a monkey's album sitting on the kitchen table. The monkeys came to my house. They came. I was so excited. Yeah, well, you were so excited, you told your mom. She went down to Rexall Drugstore, and she bought it, right? No, no, this was a God thing. God took her by the hand and took her to Rexall, and she went and got the record, and he had her slap her money down, bring it back, and put it on the table for me. God works in the most mysterious of ways. I wanted the monkeys to come to my house. The monkeys came to my house. I was 5 years old. When we go into prayer, this is the type of knowingness beyond a shadow of a doubt that whatever the prayer is, it shall come forth. I was five. This is before the world squashed my dreams as a child. I was five, and I knew it was going to happen. And it did. It did. That was my very first demonstration in life. Very first demonstration. So I want to talk a little bit about that light that each one of us has. I want to speak to that via some quotes from Rumi. Anybody know Rumi? Remember all Rumi? He was a 13th century poet and mystic, which is why so many of us enjoy his writings. So the first thing he said is, the wound is the place where the light shows up. What do you mean that's where the light shows up? You just got finished saying that your light is everything that you are. It's already within you. Yes, yes it is. But it is the pain and the suffering. I use the word suffering. Where the light shows up. It puts us in touch with that inner light. Pain doesn't feel good, right? Pain feels crummy. Light feels light. It feels good. It feels warm. Because of the wound, we are forced to make changes if we want to feel better. So right now, a lot of us aren't feeling so hot. Some of us are really ill. Some of us got to walk around with these masks on our face. It's not a good thing. The world's going through so many changes on so many different levels. We want it to be better. Therefore, we must make changes to bring that about. You know, when we ask for a demonstration through prayer, you know, we think, oh, okay, good. I asked for this, and now it's going to show up. Well, things have to change. And then people get upset, and they abandon their prayers because things get bumpy, and they get messy. And the dirt starts kicking up and flying around. How else is the universe able to reach you, able to change things, if it doesn't get a little bit messy in the meantime? We are right now in the middle of the mess. We figure out ways to work through things so they don't hurt us anymore. He also says, what you seek is seeking you. Did you know you're a magnet? You are a magnet. You know, I took a class, a Zoom class, Spiritual Mind Treatment 101, about a month ago. I'm always looking for ways to better myself and learn new things and techniques. I took it from Mitch Austin, who is a practitioner at the Sacramento Church, Reverend George's Church. Marvelous teacher. And I learned something that is called a manifestation rewind. Has anybody heard of a manifestation rewind? Ha! Gotcha. Nobody. Okay, so this is what it is. I want you guys right now just kind of like think of something in your life somewhere that felt really good, that showed up as, I don't know, you received a gift or a sum of money or beautiful health or I don't know, something that showed up in your life that was really good. And then I want you to go back before that. I want you to think about your consciousness before it showed up. Where were you? What were you thinking? Were you in hope? Were you in joy? Were you just cruising around enjoying life? Where were you at? It's kind of like my monkey demonstration. I look at what happened before the album showed up on my table. I was excited. I was in expectancy. I was just beside myself with great, wonderful, beautiful vibrations. So tonight or today, when you go home, I want you to think about that. Think about where your consciousness was before the thing showed up. I really don't want to go to the junkie side of life where something felt really crummy and then something happened because you felt really crummy. I mean, you really could, but I'm not doing that today for the sake of, I don't want to go there. But you guys can see where your consciousness was, and this is how you form your own demonstrations of light. See if you're able to make that connection. And then recognize right now what you may be calling in for yourself. So right now is the previous to the demonstration. Where is your consciousness now? Where are your thoughts, your ideas, your hopes, your dreams? Does everything have you so down that you can't even move? Or are you hopeful for change and excited to see what it is and part of that beautiful change just by being that radiant light that you are? Because it always starts with you. It starts within each one of us. So pay attention to the words you use. Pay attention to the words that you're putting out there in the universe and what you're claiming to be true for yourself. So repeat after me. That which I seek is seeking me. That which I seek is seeking me. That which I seek is seeking me. So you better be darn sure you know what you're seeking, and it better feel good. That's all I gotta say. So he also says, when the world pushes you to your knees, you are in the perfect place to what? Pray. Oh yeah, baby. When the world pushes you to your knees, you are in the perfect place to pray. Well, kind of that's what's going on right now. There's a lot of us out there praying for our world, praying for humankind, praying for each other, and praying for ourselves. When it has been so painful that it has brought us to our knees, when we experience that long, dark, cold night of the soul, which is where I actually believe where we are right now, the grand pause or the dark night of the soul, that's where we are. We're in that in-between spot where we're trying to figure it out, and we're not very sure of a lot of things. We are at the opportunity to come back home to that radiant self that we are, just like the prodigal son. Your light has gone nowhere. Everybody else's light has gone nowhere. It is only covered up by the junk from the outside. All we need to do is turn to spirit, because it never stopped turning to us. So how do we make it feel better? How do I know my life is going in the right direction? I don't know. Does it feel good? If it feels good, you're on the right track. If it doesn't, you're probably in the midst of some kind of change, or you're completely on a track that could be feeling a little bit better for you. So repeat after me. I now listen for direction from my higher self. I now listen for direction from my higher self. That's better, that's better. Okay, so we gotta listen to our gut. We gotta listen to our gut. That still small voice that's within that speaks to us in that voice. You know, it starts from here in our energy centers and it goes all the way up there. It's our soul, it's our light. It's who each and every one of us are individualized. It's not gonna do you wrong. It's not going to lie to you, because it's who you are, and it wants you to feel good, right? Does that make sense? Does that even make sense? Yes, it does. It does. You got to pay attention to that spiritual pinball machine. I know I've talked about it before, but, you know, we used to kids, we'd play a pinball machine, and go up, and it'd come out, and it would go this way. No, I don't want you to go this way. Whack. And then it'd go over here, and it'll go whack, until finally it comes back down around to the peaceful place it was meant to be. The universe will do that. The universe will talk to you, and that nice, quiet, still voice, the gut feeling, the instinct, it'll talk to you about that, or in that voice, and then you listen to it, and then you go off about your merry way. And if you don't get it, it will talk to you in loud whacks to where you can really hear your guidance, that maybe this doesn't feel good, maybe I should be going the other direction. But you have to listen. You have to listen. What's the best way to listen? Where is it that we can listen? Anybody have ideas? Where are we going to listen? Meditation is a great place to listen. Meditation. But we have to listen to what it is. So repeat after me. I am now willing to listen for my higher good. I am now willing to listen for my higher good. Somebody said self, and I love it. Who said that? Well, you don't have to do that. But it was great. Yes, that worked well. So what makes you happy? Do you guys know even what makes you happy? You have to make a list of what makes you happy, because that's where your radiant light shines. Okay, so 10 seconds. Everybody close your eyes. 10 seconds. What makes you happy? What makes you happy? What makes you happy? Think about what makes you happy. Okay, 10 seconds is up. Did everybody get a lot of things in 10 seconds about what makes you happy? Do you know what makes you happy right off the bat? Do you know what you want? Okay, 10 seconds. Close your eyes. 10 seconds. What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? 10 seconds. What do you want? What do you want? Okay, 10 seconds up. Open your eyes. Do you know what you want? Were you able to make a list? Do you know what you want? Okay, I got one more for you. Close your eyes. 10 seconds. Close your eyes. What don't you want? What don't you want? 10 seconds. Close your eyes. What don't you want? What don't you want? What don't you want? 10 seconds. Okay, it's up. Open your eyes. You guys all found what you don't want? Do you know about 90% of the people that I talk to about this very subject? They know more about what they don't want than what they do want. Stay out of what you don't want. Stay out of what you don't want. Be in what you do want. When we're in what we don't want, what happens? We get more of what we don't want, because that is our focus. And that's what the universe hears. It echoes back to us. Stay out of what you don't want and be in what you do want. Repeat after me. I now listen for that which makes me happy. I now listen for that which makes me happy. That's right, listen for it. It's coming, but you gotta listen for it. So you gotta pray the prayer and then pay attention. Pray the prayer and then pay attention. Say that 10 times fast. Listen for the inner voice of wisdom. Look for those coincidences. You know that song you've heard a gazillion times before? And now all of a sudden those words just jump right out at you? Answer to prayer. Answer to prayer. And then what's the lady saying in line at the grocery store in front of you? Not that you're eavesdropping or anything, but she's saying something that just pops right out at you. I prayed a prayer, and I want to say, I was with Chrysler Corporation, so I want to say it was just before I got here. It was. And I had an angel, and I asked her, you know, you got to show me that you're real. I don't know. I don't know about all this stuff. You got to show me. You got to tell me and give me a sign of some form. Technically, you're not supposed to ask for signs, but I did. So I went to work the next day, and there was some football game on in the break room, and my boss, Skip, came in, and something came out of his mouth that was it was a direct answer to the wording that I used with regards to my angel. So we have to pay attention to the answers. Expect them. You will receive them. Repeat after me. That the answers that I seek are now being made clear to me. The answers that I seek are now being made clear to me. Okay, and then we got to get rid of the junk, right? We got to get rid of the junk. Let go of the old stuff if it's not serving you anymore. You guys hear that? That's a big phrase in New Thought, if it's not serving you anymore. But it's true. If it's not doing anything for you, get rid of it. Let go of the old stuff if it's holding you back from realizing your own dreams. You know, even though the world is in turmoil right now, you still get to have your own dreams. You still get to have your own heart, your own heartbeat for what makes you happy and what makes you smile and what makes that radiance shine. Yes, you do. Let go of the old stuff if you want to make room for the new stuff. If you are still so full of the old junk, there is no way that the universe can get anything through to you. So repeat after me. I am now willing to release all that no longer serves me. Yes, I am no longer, no, I am. I am now willing to release what no longer serves me. Yes, great, good. Trust the process. Then you guys got to trust the process. Just let it be. You know, we have kids right now that, along with a bunch of other things, we have an obesity epidemic for children right now as well. And do you know why? We're not letting our kids self-regulate at the dinner table. And there's a point to this. And we've got parents that are shoving food onto plates for children. Do you know a four-year-old's stomach's only that big? Top part of your thumb. That's as big as it is. And they're shoving the food on the plate and telling the kid they have to eat the whole thing, and then they get this gigantic amount of dessert. We get children that are going to kindergarten. They've got type 2 diabetes. They've got cholesterol problems. They've got heart problems. They've got kidney problems. They've got all these adult onset problems by the time they get to kindergarten. And now on top of that, they're obese. So what is that going to do for their self-worth and how they feel about themselves when you get bullies? Bullies are another story. When you get bullies picking on them because maybe they're bigger than the other kids, how does that get them through to be an adult that is self-sufficient and strong? Not too much. So we say, the parents get to say what, and the child gets to say how much. Parents get to say what, the child gets to say how much. So I liken that to the universe, actually. We get to say what, and the universe gets to say how. We don't get to tell the universe how to do it. We just get to tell them what. That's all. So get out of your way. Get out of your own way. And stop sabotaging your good. Let the universe do what the universe does. And let it support you according to your beliefs. So pay attention to your beliefs. Trust the process. And shine like the radiant being you were always meant to be. It's that simple. Repeat after me. I am now willing to trust the process. I am now willing to trust the process. I am now willing to trust the process. And I will close with this. You are born with potential. You are born with goodness and trust. You are born with ideals and dreams. You were born with greatness, and you were born with wings. You are not meant for crawling, so don't. You have wings. Learn to use them and fly. Rumi. Namaste.